The University of Wisconsin System announced yesterday that it's creating a task force on sexual violence and harassment. The news comes on the heels of President Obama's White House task force to protect students from sexual assault, which was launched last month.
It also follows news earlier this week that members of a UW-Milwaukee fraternity were alleged to have spiked drinks with a date rape drug. UW System President Ray Cross says the 21-member task force's aim is to ensure UW campuses are, quote, safe and welcoming places to live, work, and learn.
With us now is Vicki Washington, Associate Vice President for Inclusivity, Diversity, Equity, and Student Success at the UW System. She's co-chair of the new Sexual Violence Task Force. Vicki, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the announcement today came that the UW system is creating a task force on sexual violence. What is the focus of the task force?
Sure. The task force has been created to, I would say, kind of to take a really high-level assessment of the degree that our campuses are welcome and safe and inclusive for all of our students and employees. It was created largely because it was time for us to review our practices and policies. And as you are aware, there has been a lot of recently a lot of national attention on the issue of sexual violence and sexual assault as it relates to students.
Would you say that the task force, the existence of the task force, is in a way an admission that the existing policies aren't doing enough?
No, not at all. As you know, anytime you have a set of policies and procedures, it's only good practice to periodically review their effectiveness. Are they doing what they're designed to do? The consistency of practice in terms of implementation. And then if there have been any changes in the laws or parameters that prescribe the policies, then you want to check for that as well. Our universities here in the UW system have, for quite some time now, had some pretty robust policies, some exceptional educational and prevention programs aimed at students, things students can take, training programs. In fact, at Madison, I think they have a program that first-year students are required to take. We have been conducting training for employees, and we have people with various levels of responsibility for assuring that we have campuses that are free of harassment and sexual violence. We provide good supports for victims of violence. So, no, this isn't our kind of first foray into this territory. We are strengthening the policies and practices that we have.
I know it's early on in the task force. The announcement just came today, but are there any sorts of benchmarks that you would like to look at?
So we have not, the task force has not set the benchmarks per se. We met for the first time yesterday. We have organized ourselves into work groups that are going to be focused on particular areas of concern that we need to examine. And then those work groups will set the milestones and benchmarks for themselves. We do know that we have to evaluate our current array of policies and practices against several things that have come out of the federal government in the last few years. One is something called the Dear Colleague Letter. It's not really regulations, but it is, I would say, a strong advisory letter is how I would characterize it. And then the other, there were a couple of reports that came out of the White House, the most recent being Not Alone, and then a PR campaign called It's on All of Us. And so we will be using those to guide our thinking and our work here in the UW system.
Can you give us a sense of who's on this 21-member task force?
We have approximately 19 people on the task force from around the campuses, and there's someone on there, I'm sure, from every UW system institution. The types of functions and positions they hold include people who are deans of students, people who are in the health and counseling area, affirmative action directors, people who work in human resources. We have a couple of students on there. We have people who work in the area of residence life. We have a faculty member and a dean on there. And then there are those of us who work for UW System who are ex officio members of the task force.
And how do you expect these task members to proceed as they get going?
Well, we will convene a number of meetings of the body of the whole task force, and a lot of the production work that needs to be done will occur within the work groups, we will also include, I would say, people who are not official members of the task force, but also have expertise. And many of these people work at our universities, and the task force had to necessarily be of limited size. But in carrying out the work, we really want to engage additional practitioners that are topical content experts to help us so that at the end of the day we have the buy-in, the policies and practices are both robust but and yet feasible and practical in terms of implementation.
Vicki, how serious a problem would you say sexual violence is on UW campuses?
I don't know that it's any more serious than it is on some other campuses. I'll just say that any sexual violence is a problem. What we want to do, if we can do that at all, is ensure that it doesn't happen. And if we're not successful in that, we want to make sure we've taken all preventive steps to minimize the likelihood that it will happen.
And one area that some attention has been focused on when it comes to sexual assaults is fraternities. Will the task force be looking at the role that fraternities may have in sexual assault?
Yes, the task force will look at everything. So we spent a good bit of time talking about this during the meeting yesterday. We'll look at fraternities. We'll look at the questions of alcohol and drinking. We will look at other safety issues as it pertains to campus life. So, you know, I don't think any particular area is going to be exempt or singled out.
Now, you are working, it sounds like, in cooperation and partnership with the federal government and some of the initiatives that are coming out of the White House. Is there particular guidance there that is kicking it off for you?
I would say it's a sum total of things that they've issued in the last few years. We have to really reconcile kind of, and the thing is that a lot of the directions or directives that have come out of the federal government are really designed to assure that universities across the country are taking Title IX very seriously and implementing all aspects of it to the degree necessary to assure safe learning environments. And so what we're doing is following that guidance and reconciling any policy or practice differences that we think might exist if we come upon those, or strengthening practices where we could do better than we're doing.
Now, President Obama in the White House launched their It's On Us campaign. You referenced that earlier, which is aimed to get bystanders involved in preventing sexual violence. How do you expect initiatives like that and the task force, what you'll be doing, to translate into behavior change on campuses?
Good question. So, you know, I think in terms of things like It's On Us and anti-bullying types of campaigns, I think there are multiple. It's a multifaceted campaign. So one would be kind of broadcast and social media as a way to get messaging out. The other would be training people who are willing to take a leadership role and work with their peers. And then the other may be some other forms of incentives that the universities can make available to student organizations to engage them in the campaign as well. So we know, generally speaking, that you know, the students are going to their peers are going to have more influence over them than, say, an administrator, generally speaking. So we'll find ways to get them engaged.
Now, you said earlier that you thought, in terms of the problem of sexual violence on UW system campuses, that the UW wasn't doing much differently than its peers. Some statistics put the number of sexual assaults on college campuses at 1 in 5 students being raped. And I think parents and students would say, that's probably not an acceptable number. What would you say to those people about what you're going to do?
Yeah, so I would say if those statistics are accurate, 1 in 5 is unacceptable. I don't think there's any real debate about that. There is a debate about how that they arrived at that number. I think at our campuses, it's a wide range of numbers. You know, the real question is, you know, whether or not people are getting, we can prevent it, and then if it happens, what are we doing to assist those individuals, and what are the remedial steps that we will take to help the person and also assure that it doesn't reoccur. So I think if you were to look at the data for this type of offense, I don't think you would find that our campuses are among the top in the country. I would say we don't have any more than average, but then you would have to look at institutions of a particular size and a particular location to really get a good comparison. But the bottom line is whatever is happening, we want it to stop. You know, any incidents of violence are unacceptable, and that is going to be our operating mantra.
Vicki, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Vicki Washington, Associate Vice President for Inclusivity, Diversity, Equity, and Student Success. She's co-chair of the new UW System Task Force on Sexual Violence.